Shalom! This is Billy Brim and the voice of one witness from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks here to you with an edition of Looking at Current Events in the Light of Bible Prophecy. Oh my goodness, what current events we have to watch. Now remember, in everything we say today, that when they asked Jesus, what is the sign of your coming and setting up the kingdom, he said to them, watch the fig tree and all the trees, Luke 21. The fig tree is Israel. The other trees are also nations. They are the nations of Bible prophecy. He said, when you see them shoot forth, that means come into the prophetic place, then you will know that all these things are coming to pass. And he's coming. Now, some of the trees, some of the nations that are in Bible prophecy, people say, what about the U.S.? It's not there much. But there are other nations that are there big time. And the interesting thing is those nations that are there big time are in the news today. August 21st, 2008, this is a DEFCA file report. You can go online and watch these things. DEFCA is a good source. DEBKAFILE, DEFCA file. Headline, Big Russian Flotilla Heads for Syrian Port. As the West awaits Moscow's threatened reprisal for the treaty installing American missile interceptors in Poland, which was signed in Warsaw Wednesday, the Kremlin is striking back in the Middle East. Now, folks, that was a news headline this week because, as you know, Russia has invaded Georgia. Georgia is a little country to the south of Russia. It is independent. It was a part of the Soviet system, but when the Soviet system broke apart, they got their independence. And Georgia wants to be a democratic nation. They love the United States of America. They have named one of their main streets George Bush Avenue. Now, this little country, which is the size of, I believe it's South Carolina, either South Carolina or North Carolina, is into the south. And it borders on Turkey and Armenia. And in that area of Georgia, which is independent, there are two parts of it which are largely Russian populated. Now, the way of the Russians, the way of Soviet system, let's say this, when they took over and expanded and took over countries, they would move a Russian population into that country. And so there is a population heavily of Russians in two parts of Georgia. So they moved in to take over those parts. George Bush said that these territories belong to Russia, came out in a news deal this week, and that Georgia had every right to defend them. So when they made that move, an interesting thing happened. The United States signed a deal with Poland. The United States and Poland signed a deal Wednesday, August 20th, to place a U.S. missile defense base just 115 miles from Russia, a move which was followed swiftly by a new warning from Moscow of a possible military response. I'm reading you from a Fox News report. For many Poles, whose country has been a staunch ally with the U.S. in Iraq and Afghanistan, the accord represented what they believed would be a guarantee of safety for themselves in the face of a newly assertive Russia. Negotiators sealed the deal last week against a backdrop of Russian military action in Georgia. It prompted rhetoric, sharp rhetoric, out of Moscow. And now Moscow, who today, August 21st, Russian forces blocked the only land entrance to Georgia's main port city on Thursday, a day before Russia promised a troop pullout from its ex-Soviet neighbor. So today, Russia, in response, and probably, I mean, you don't just move a great big flotilla of warships without planning it ahead. The U.S. probably knew that too. But Russia then has moved a big flotilla of ships for a Syrian port. Syria, borders Israel on the north. When I take troops, when I take tours, and they are troops, they're soldiers of the word. When I take them on tours into Israel, we always stand and look over into the Syrian border. Now, they've moved, Russia has moved this flotilla into a Syrian, they're heading for a Syrian port. A powerful Russian naval contingent left Murmansk on the Barents Sea, August 18, to dock at the Syrian port of Tartus, Saturday, August 23rd. It includes the Russian Navy's biggest missile cruiser and at least four nuclear missile submarines. At the Black Sea resort of Sochi, Syrian President Bashar Assad told reporters Thursday, August 21st, that he is considering a Russian request to deploy missiles in his country in view of Russian Western tensions over the Georgian conflict. Assad signaled he would be representing Iran's interests in his talks with Russian leaders. Georgia's King Abdullah is on his way to join them later today. Before the Russian flotilla departed Murmansk, Assad is reported by our sources as having given the nod for a Tartus port into a permanent, the conversion of Tartus port into a permanent Middle East base for Russia's nuclear armed warships. Assad's arrival coincided with a visit by a large Syrian military delegation Thursday at the Russian weapons manufacturing giant east of Moscow. The Syrian ruler has said he is seeking closer military cooperation with Russia. Folks, Syria borders Israel on the north. Russia's moving a big flotilla, which is including nuclear. Now, what does this have to do with Bible prophecy? Two nations mentioned. One of them is Russia. One of them is Syria. Now, folks, Syria is mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 9. I want you to have, and you can find out from us, I will offer you this book. It normally sells for $23. Commentary on Zechariah by David Barron. It's the most wonderful commentary. If you want to skip right over the front of it and go right on to his chapter 14, it begins like this. The burden of the word of Jehovah upon the land of Hadrach and Damascus shall be its resting place. He contends that all the activity that's going to take place in the final judgments, and here are his words, the judgment in the first part of chapters 9 through 11 in Zechariah, the judgment through which Gentile world power over Israel is finally destroyed, and Israel is endowed with strength to overcome all their enemies, forms these last chapters. It mentions, and I will say to you, the burden of the, this is how it reads in Zechariah 9, the burden of the word of Jehovah upon the land of Hadrach and Damascus shall be its resting place. Hadrach is an ancient name for a Syrian city right outside Damascus. And the Lord says the burden of this judgment is going to be Damascus. And he explains it that everything will start at Damascus and then it will spread out over the region. We see in chapter 17 of Isaiah the burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. Damascus is the capital of Syria. It has never been a ruinous heap. It has always been, it's one of the most ancient cities of the world, never having been completely destroyed. But the Bible says that in the last days, it shall be taken away from being a city. It shall indeed be a ruinous heap. At that day shall a man look to his maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. This is Isaiah chapter 17, 1 and verse 7. This ties it to Zechariah 9, 1. And the Lord tells us in Zechariah that when the burden of the Lord came and Damascus shall be, comes and Damascus shall be its resting place, all eyes will be on the Lord. So there is a judgment of nations that's taking place. Even now, it's lining up. And the Bible says that all men will be looking to the Lord. Now, what does that have to do with Russia? The prophecies particularly, and we're going to go into these in detail on our radio broadcast, but the prophecy particularly having to do with Russia is Ezekiel 38 and 39. And it prophesies Russia coming down from the north, having as their chief ally Iran, coming into the land of Israel in the latter days. But here we see that God will enact a victory for Israel that will cause the eyes of the world to look at him and know that he is God. This attack, we don't know if it comes right at the rapture of the church, just after the rapture of the church, but all the players are on the scene. They are playing, they are acting right now. An amazing thing about Ezekiel 38, when it describes the forces of Moscow coming down from the north and going into Russia, Syria is not among them. Folks, I'm going to be talking on my radio broadcast. And you can, if you can listen to it on my radio stations, that's fine. If you cannot, we're going to be putting it up on our webpage, billybrim.org. We are going to go into detail as to how Russia, the Soviet Union, was hardline, opened up, became hardline again. So you won't want to miss our radio broadcast tomorrow. And probably for the next 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to be looking at my witness, what I've seen in Russia, what I've witnessed, and what the Word of God has to say about it in detail. So we invite you to be back with us and listen tomorrow. You can write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri. Get that book, Zechariah 65615. Or you can telephone us at 417-336-4877. I wish you would get David Barron's book, Zechariah. And it sells normally for $23. It's a big book, but for only $18 plus shipping, we will send it to you. You can skip right over to page 285 if you want to look and see what he has to say about what will be happening in Damascus in these very last days. I also will be telling you, I guess I'll start telling you probably this week and next. We found some old tapes that I did when I was going into Russia in the very beginning. We're going to make them over into CDs and we'll be telling you how to get those. But I'm going to start tomorrow giving you my witness of being in the Soviet Union and witnessing what all has been happening there. Please do not fail to be with us. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks in Branson, Missouri, saying, Shalom, Shalom.